Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Thursday podcast, so it's shorter and slightly easier than our Monday podcast. If you're new to Adept English and you haven't yet visited our website, just go and have a look at our courses page. If you really want to go faster with your English fluency, then our courses give you practice at understanding real English conversation. So if you've listened to our podcast before, you'll know that I like sometimes to make a podcast about stories in the news that are interesting. It's good to work on your English fluency while also hearing about something interesting in its own right. So this one was a news story which I heard last week and which I really liked. The news report was about a school in East London called Brampton Manor, which is a state school in a relatively poor area. A state school means that this is a free school. You don't pay a fee. It's one that's provided by the state. The school is in the borough, that means area or district, of Newham in East London, which is one of the poorest areas of London. So people there don't have much money. That's important because usually when you look at academic achievement, the children who do best usually come from areas where there's more prosperity, where the parents have more money. So you might expect children and students at Brampton Manor not to achieve as much academically as schools in more affluent areas. A good way of measuring how well off, how poor or how prosperous are the families of children in school, a useful statistic, is how many children have free school meals. Because only the poorest families get to have free school meals. So the news this week was that 41 students from this school, from Brampton Manor, had been offered places at Oxford or Cambridge University. That's amazing, especially when you consider that in this group of students, over half are on free school meals. And even more so, given that almost all of these students come from what we call ethnic minority backgrounds. So they don't have all the advantages associated with being white and being British. That means that at some point their families have moved to the UK from other places outside of Europe. As a whole, only 2% of the children at Brampton Manor School are white British. And listen to this, 2/3 of the students who received offers of places at Cambridge or Oxford, 2/3 of them will be the first people in their family ever to go to university. Brilliant, I love it. This is what education should be about. And take note of this, for many of these students, English is their second language. For instance, one of the students arrived in the UK with very little English just 3 years ago. So there's a really good example of how someone can learn English fluency quickly when they're motivated and they have the right environment and support around them. Some of the students with offers at Oxford and Cambridge are migrants or refugees who arrived alone in the UK as children, so even more remarkable. It's well known that the children of families who migrate to the UK often work hard and do well academically. They and their parents see the opportunity that education gives them, perhaps much more than many white British children whose families don't necessarily give them positive messages about education. But to succeed like this as a sole migrant or refugee child with no family support is truly remarkable. The top end of a school for the 16 to 18 year olds in the UK is called sixth form. And the sixth form at Brampton Manor only opened in 2012. Sixth form is where you do your A-level course of study in preparation for university. So it's even more remarkable as the sixth form at Brampton Manor doesn't have a long history. In 2014, one student received an offer from Oxford. In 2017, 25 students received Oxford or Cambridge offers. And of course, this year, it was 41. So what does the school do to help its students achieve such success and help those who need to learn English fluency? Well, the school ensures that textbooks are bought for its students rather than relying, as most schools do, on parents buying these. Also, there's a study centre which is open from 6 a.m, 6 o'clock in the morning, until 7:30 p.m. And they have members of staff who are themselves graduates of Oxford and Cambridge, so they can help with the process of applying for places there. The principal or head of the school, Deo Olukoshi, says to his students, "It's not about the way you look. It's not about your skin colour or whether you fit in or not. It's about how ambitious are you? How big is your dream? Because we're in the business of bringing your dreams into reality." And the vice principal, Mandeep Gill, added, "For some students, it's Oxford and Cambridge, and that's brilliant. But for many others, it's not. And we're just as proud of those 70 students who got an apprenticeship last year." So that's a great news story. We need to look at, what is this school doing right? How does it support English fluency among its students for whom English is a second language? And how does it do so well at encouraging aspiration? Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.